welcome to All Talk No Bock. We are on episode 7 of season 2, and this one is going to be pretty sentimental. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And Reese is in her bed, and I'm wearing a Sully onesie, so Charles in his hoodie is basically work professional right now, and that's how we look. So today we're going to start off again on sort of a somber note because, we lost a true legend and, a member of Charles's Mount Rushmore from, if you guys listened to that episode, Mr. Henry Aaron, Hank Aaron himself passed away. Was that yesterday? I don't know. The days sort of blend. We're recording on Saturday, so whenever he passed, and then later on in the episode, we're gonna put a happier spin on it and talk about our origin stories with baseball and how each of us got into it, and so you guys can learn more about us and how we fell into this great sport that we all love so much, maybe too much, one can say. So, Hank Aaron, wow, there isn't enough words in the English language to kind of describe his legacy and what he meant for the game. We all know him for the home runs he hit and passing Babe Ruth on the all-time home run leaderboard. And that held for, I think, 33 years before a steroided Barry Bonds beat that. But he was an iconic figure. He defied racism at every turn. He played for the Braves, which is obviously, I mean, they were in Milwaukee, I believe, at first, but then they were in Atlanta, and where they are now, and he just had to deal with death threats and hate mail, and, you know, he worried about his kids' safety, and just the whole thing. It's very sad, and you know, and you think about how beloved he was, but also what he had to go through to get to that point. So it's he's so important for the game and for, I guess, black players in the game. He started out in the Negro Leagues himself. And so we are very sad about Hank Aaron's passing, and, he hit his famous, you know, record-breaking home run. I think it was number 715. He hit that against the Dodgers, so Vin Scully was on the call, and that was at Atlanta, and it just, I mean, people rushing the field, if you guys watch the video, it's just
amazing,
and they would never allow that these days, but it was very cool, and I'm so sad about his passing, and what do you guys have to say about Hank Aaron?
Such a tragic loss, Heather, and as you said, he meant so much to the game. And to go through Atlanta and everything he had to go through, the way he did it and carrying himself, you know, he was Jackie Robinson-esque, and so much that he went through is amazing. And he carried himself like a true leader that, you know, of the game. He didn't use steroids and he set a great example for the kids. And, you know, just when I saw that, it was nice to see that he passed in his sleep. He went very peacefully and he was the RBI king, should still be the home run king, like you said. Steroided Barry Bonds, like, what kind of example does that set? And we had that for so long, it seemed like, all throughout the 90s and even into the early 2000s with A-Rod and Hamilton. So all those guys, I don't even like to consider them as even role models, or, you know, the statisticians should get rid of them in terms of you know, history books. So I think that Hank Aaron, in my mind, is still the home run king. And, you know, he will be missed by the sport and by his family, and my condolences to them. And it's going to be good moving forward, because I feel like we'll get some memorials and a lot of good stuff to come. So,
yes, certainly the Braves will do something in his honor, and the Brewers, because they're in Milwaukee now. But yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Reese, what do you want to add?
I mean, I think you guys hit it like right on the nose. I mean, we saw 2020 took some icons from us, and it seems like 2021 is starting to do the same. But yeah, I mean, he was an extremely, this goes without saying, extremely talented player. he dealt with so much on and off the field, and just being able to see him persevere through all of it, honestly, so amazing. He's leaving an excellent legacy behind. So although it's a tragedy, you know, his loss is a tragedy and he'll be so missed. I am looking forward to remembering him for who he was as a player and just as a human being. And so, again, like Charles said, my condolences, thoughts and prayers to his family and loved ones.
Yeah, 25-time All-Star, which sounds impossible and crazy. And he was a World Series champ and a Gold Glove winner multiple times and just did everything for the game. So great outfielder, great guy.
Yes, some would argue the best ever.
One of the best ever. Our love to the family and friends. And we'll be right back for a much happier, hopefully, Your Take, Our Take.
Welcome back to All Talk No Bock. It's time for Your Take, Our Take. We're getting into our baseball origin stories, taking you guys on a nice, long, unique journeys of ours that could inspire some and could motivate others. Who knows? But let's start off with Heather. What's how'd you get into baseball? Obviously, we know you're a Dodger fan, but tell us, you know, how you got into it and some unique stories.
Heather likes the Dodgers? What?
Yeah, pretty crazy. I think so. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, that's nice.
So. Okay. That sounds right. I think she's from LA.
Yeah, I'm pretty much an LA homer in terms of Dodgers, Lakers, Kings, and Galaxy, and Rams, and all that stuff. So, anyway. Yeah, and Sparks. Let's not forget about the WNBA. Sparks are good, too. How did I get into baseball? Well, my mom and my grandma, before her, although both still alive, they were Dodger fans growing up. Big Dodger household, more than any other sport, I would say, although they're Laker fans too and all that stuff. But my grandpa, when he was around, really liked Dodger baseball, and so did my grandma and my mom and aunt as well. So that was their household. And then, so it was passed down to me, although my mom is like a normal fan. Like, she, you know, can take a loss and process it much better than I can. And she, you know, if I hadn't gotten so into Dodger baseball, then she'd probably just pay attention mostly at the playoffs and be more a casual fan, and not know all the roster's names like I do. But, so, I really got into it. You know, we always watched, one of my first sort of succinct memories is actually watching the Lakers beat the Celtics in 2010, or I guess my first sports memory. So, we've always watched sports in this house and enjoyed it, but like I said, we were always sort of casual about it. I really got into Dodger baseball and baseball in general in 2016, 2017, when the Cubs beat the Dodgers and then went on to win their first World Series in a gajillion, billion, trillion years, 108, I know how long it was. And I was watching with my roommate at the time, and we had so much fun because we both thought Chris Bryant was like the most attractive man we'd ever seen. And in some cases, he maybe still is. But I just got into it then, and then the next season, I was sort of watching it more and started during spring training and got familiar with the roster pretty quickly. And it turned out that I won't get too much into it and bore the fans, but basically my house became not a very pleasant environment for myself. This was when I was in college at UC Santa Cruz, is when I was a sophomore before I transferred to UCSB. And so they treated me not great at all. And so baseball was sort of my respite from being not bullied, because that sounds gross, but like, you know, they didn't treat me well. And so I turned to baseball, which really was unhealthy, because and this was the season that the Dodgers were cheated out of a World Series title. So they did really well. And every time they lost, just the world was ending, and every time they won, it was like the world was good and everything was good. So it's very unhealthy, kind of my like origin story. But I've gotten it better along the way at dealing with losses, and then they ended up winning the World Series this past year. So that's sort of my story, and so it hasn't been terribly long that I've been so obsessed with baseball, but I've loved the Dodgers my whole life, and I've watched, and we've, you know, as a kid, went to Dodger Stadium a bunch, but now I go even more, so, or pre-COVID and post-COVID, I should say, so. That's my story. That was boring and long, but that's what we.
No, that was a good story.
Kind of Queen's Gambit-ish, if anyone's seen that show.
Kind of. Sort of. Yeah. I'm not an orphan, but yeah.
Well, yes. Some other details have changed, but the overall chess to baseball analogy, I think, plays very well here. Reese, okay. What about you? What's your origin story?
Okay, yeah, so kind of similar start to Heather, where, like, I just grew up in a Padres household. My entire family is, you know, they're all Padres fans, which was awesome growing up and being able to go to games together, whether that be at Petco Park or going over to my grandparents' house and all gathering in front of the TV to watch a game. But what really solidified baseball as my favorite sport was this event in San Diego that Rady Children's Hospital puts on called Celebration of Champions. And so I would go every single year, and the Padres would come, and I would get to hang out with the Padres, and it was like the coolest thing for me because they would just come hang out with us kids and like sign all of our shirts, and then sometimes they would ask us to sign theirs, which was really cool. So I was like super starstruck all the time. And Celebration of Champions has always been one of my favorite events ever. It's such an incredible community of people that come together. For those of you who don't know what it is, like, it celebrates the life of, well, first of all, it celebrates children who had pediatric cancer, some form of it, and also celebrates the life of those who unfortunately were not able to win their battle. And so it's such a beautiful event. And it was really cool being able to grow up and go to that event and then meet my superheroes in a sense every single year. And so it made it even more special for me, made the sport of baseball more special. And it was cool too, because sometimes after celebration, we would get to go two games. And one time I got to walk on the field, which was like so cool. But yeah, so that's my story with baseball.
Very cool, Reese. Huge. I like how you put that. Yeah. I like how you called them your... It's like your heroes. That was very awesome. And everything that they
Thank
do
you.
There, it's cool. Well, my journey started in 2002. As many people have heard, my dad woke me up to a David Erdstad final catch against the San Francisco Giants to win the World Series.
When you were like 3 years old?
When I was about 3 or 4 years old, exactly. And from that point on, I guess you could call me a quick bandwagon fan, because they just won the World Series and then I was a fan. So I guess that's a little bit cheap, but they haven't won since. So it's been a long journey for me, for sure. But I never got off
that
bandwagon.
They haven't even been
close
to winning since.
They've made some, they've won a few division titles. They got to an AL championship against the Yankees and lost like, gosh, 13 years ago now. It was so long ago, but that's Jesus. About the closest they've come since. And from that moment on, I just feel like I fell in love with the sport. I started playing baseball when I was 5. But it was not my first sport that I started with. I played golf when I was 4. And actually...
Of course you did.
The first time that I ever held a baseball bat was like this, with the Vardin grip, with my pinkies locked. And
ew.
It was like a golf grip on a baseball bat. And my baseball coach had never seen that before, I'll tell you that. And he said, if you ever do that again, I'm going to make you run some laps, telling this to a 5-year-old. So I'll tell you, that got me out of that grip real quick. And from that point on, my baseball career was like 12 years long. Played all the way through high school. But I would say my greatest memories were when my dad and I, we would always try to get tickets at the last minute and see what tickets we could bid on to go to games. And then we were able to actually get season tickets for like 1 or 2 years to the Angel games, which was super fun. Brought us close together, which was awesome. So baseball is a huge connection with my dad. You know, we would always go to those Big Bang Fridays, which are now Spectacular Saturdays, unfortunately. I loved that it was on Fridays. It was so cool. But I think the Dodgers have that now on Fridays. They stole it. And I ran the bases at Angel Stadium on, I think it was on an Easter Sunday. So that was awesome. It might have been a Father's Day, one of the two. So that was super fun running the bases. And I actually also did a camp that the Angels put on where I got to throw like 3 pitches in the bullpen, catch a couple of fly balls, and I think run the bases again. So that was super fun doing that at Angel Stadium. And just loved playing baseball. Played all the way from Little League to club freshman year of college. Didn't really have the time for it, so that was the last time I ever picked up a baseball, really. And since then, I've just been in love with the sport, keep following it since day one. And, you know, 17 years later, still in love with it. Or actually, I guess it'll be going on 18 now. So, yeah, that's my story.
Yeah, how old are you?
I am now 22.
God, you guys are young. God, shit.
I turned 22 turning in December 24. For all those wondering, all those fans wondering when my birthday is. In case you want to say anything.
Are you a Capricorn or a Sagittarius?
I'm a Sag. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, you're a Sagittarius. Okay.
I'm the good one.
Reese doesn't know anything about astrology. She just likes to
flex. That is a lie.
Briefly.
She probably knows the most out of all of us, but
you don't know. I know.
There's an Aries. Excuse me.
I'm assuming. I guess I shouldn't assume that, but I would assume Reese does. You know what? She always like asks about the signs, whereas you...
But she doesn't know like what they mean. Do you know what they mean, Reese? No.
I have a brief understanding of each sign. Obviously, I know my own sign, like, best because it's my sign. So, like, I've, like, looked more into it. But I know my full natal chart. Okay. I'm a Libra sun, an Aries moon, and a Pisces rising.
Okay. I don't know what that
means. Makes sense because I'm so emotional. So, that makes sense.
Exactly. So, there you go. I think Reese is
it's the Pisces. It's the Pisces in my chart.
In the astrological world.
Sign tuned, some could say.
Sign tuned. There you sure.
I'm a Pisces. Okay, well, we don't want to bore the fans even more by talking about our signs. So that's it for our origin stories. If you guys want to see young pictures of me in a Dodger attire, then head over to our Instagram because that'll be up. And, like, baby pictures, not, like, current. I mean, there's also current. Whatever. You know what I mean. So that's it, and we'll be right back for the wrap-up.
That's it for us today on this episode of All Talk No Bock. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this on your lovely Tuesday, however you may be listening. Hopefully it's through Spotify. That's pretty much all you can be listening through. So make sure to go check us out on our social medias as well. We'll be posting about a bunch of new content next week with all of our new writers, as we discussed on last week's episode. So go on Instagram, Twitter. We're working on our TikTok, so that should be up and running by next week or the week after, so make sure to check that out. And we got a bunch of merch always on via Redbubble on the alltalknobock.com website, so make sure to go there and check out all that cool merchandise, all that great apparel. We got a bunch of stuff for you guys, so check that out. And Heather, what's going on? Anything else that's that I missed through All Talk No Bock content?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is we want to hear from you guys. So, feel free to DM us on Twitter, Instagram, message us on LinkedIn. Sorry, you could probably hear the garage closing behind me. But yeah, you know, make sure to follow us on everything. We want to hear from you. Email us at alltalknobuck@gmail.com if you have questions or you want to be on the pod. Or you want to tell us that your baseball origin story is better than ours, because we'll take that. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And our viewership has been up lately. That's very exciting. Keep reading those articles. And I know Reese is coming out with one, I believe, this week. And that'll be fun. So, because we do it all here at All Talk No Buck. We podcast, we write.
Yes, we do.
We social media.
Yes, we do.
We do it all. So, yeah, very and exciting.
I forgot, Heather.
What?
I actually forgot. We're also going to be joining the Hall of Fame Sports Network. So make sure to go check that out via Twitter. That's going to be up and running this coming week as well. So a lot of great networking. We'll be able to connect you to other great sports podcasts, but don't forget about us at All Talk No Box.
Yes.
We're still number one in your hearts.
You guys all remember Brandon from Brandon Sports Talk. So we've sort of partnered with him. It's pretty exciting too. And yes, so follow us everywhere. Like and comment on our stuff. That helps us grow. And yeah, and we also, we're having a very exciting guest on the podcast next week. We won't say any more than that. But stay tuned, and we don't know what we're talking about because nowadays we're just going rogue. Just going rogue here at All Talk No Buck. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.